going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. It is also
draft day.
Draft day, the first round of the NFL draft tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Second and third rounds tomorrow.
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good. It is draft day. It's finally here. And now we can. My headphones went out. These cheap things. They're dollar piece.
Now, I think my microphone just turned off.
Gotcha.
We good? Okay, good.
Okay, there we go. But yeah, man, it is draft day. We are getting ready for...
That was weird. My mic just turned off for no reason right in the middle of it. All right, anyway.
We're having it's a good day. So the weather is kind of going to cooperate. Did it get functified over there?
It got pretty wild at our house for about 20 minutes last night.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, whoa, where did this
rolled come
from? Rolled
through, got crazy, and then kind of kept rolling, which was good. But yeah, supposed to do that all day today.
Yeah, but hopefully, so if you're out there, you be safe and everything. Also, happy 18th birthday to my wonderful, beautiful baby girl, Kai. It's senior skip day, so they somewhere around here.
Oh, that's even better. Yes. Is skip day on her 18th birthday?
Yes. So my sweetheart, and I was just thinking that. I was like, well. Everything is they're squeezed in between. I got my oldest daughter. There we go. Happy wonderful birthday to my beautiful daughter Kai. As we have some technical difficulties right now with Andy's microphone.
Like it won't stay on.
Yeah, it won't stay on. But yeah. I was thinking about it, like
the computer just wants me to shut up.
oldest is a girl, youngest a young and girl, and then two knucklehead boys. So
he got it all.
Got it all, man. Yeah. Got it all. But happy birthday. Happy birthday, my sweet girl.
Happy birthday, Kai. So the Falcons pick 15th tonight, right? That hasn't changed?
As far as we know, Andy.
As far as we know.
Yes. And
maybe they will.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. It'd be cool if they traded back. It'd be fine if they traded up, but more than likely they'll draft at 15.
Okay.
If they draft at
15, I have no clue. Where they're going now? I know there are certain positions that we as followers, supporters, and all those other different things of this football team, we've been screaming for a certain position the last probably since we've been together. I think
every draft
ever since we've been together, we've all asked for the same position for this football team. And we'll see if it works.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night do it.
I'm really not feeling this view, man.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're so far away.
The microphone doesn't work over there.
You're so far away.
At least this mic stays on.
You're so far away.
I'm going to stand over here on the other side of the room for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
My question was going to be, and we'll see if this mic will stay on. We've done this a lot of years now together on this show. The Falcons have had, I don't remember where the A.J. Terrell pick was, but it was kind of mid-first round, right? Mm-hmm. They've had the fourth pick. They've had the eighth pick. Now they've got the 15th pick. And over the last handful of years, I don't even know, certainly not last year, we didn't even mention the name of the guy that they picked in relation to them. All I'm asking is, do you think that we've spent time talking about the guy they take at 15?
No.
No.
Because the only reason I say
we have to have spent a little time talking about it.
The only reason I'm saying this is because of them.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not our fault.
It's not our damn fault.
We're doing our best.
Like, the only time we've ever gotten a first round pick right was I called the AJ Terrell.
You called AJ Terrell. Well, and everybody kind of knew Bijan by the time Bijan happened.
Much. And
even though we really, really wanted it to be Jalen Carter if he fell that far,
but that's
and
it.
He did. But
that's
yeah.
it. So you just don't know. I'm of the mindset, just get the position. All right, get the position, get an impact player in here, and let's go from there. And then the rest is what the rest is. But I don't know. You know, there's still a lot of time before, you know, as far as the movement of the first round. I know that I was in the barbershop today, folks say, man, why they folks talking about they trying to trade all the way up to three to get to – I was like, I don't know.
Who was talking about that?
Barbershop talk, man. We was in the barbershop this
oh,
morning,
Oh, it was just
man.
Like other guys
yeah,
in
yeah,
the barbershop?
Yeah, in the barbershop just talking, man.
Okay.
Just talking. That's what first,
I thought they were saying they heard
no,
like –
No. That's the first thing. You know when
on
you
On 92.9 or
no,
something.
No. Okay. You know when you sit down, hey, man, what the damn Falcons going to do? I know that they – are very unpredictable around this time of year. But, you know, I mean, I think that the most overused word during this time is reach. And the reason I say that is because just because somebody else had them somewhere does not mean it's a reach if somebody takes them. And
right.
I think that's where we get all those draft grades and all that other crap because so-and-so said this guy is a second-round player
yeah,
or something like that.
Look, I mean, the only thing that we can guarantee tonight is that there will be some people upset by the pick that the Falcons make.
Yes.
Just because it's not the guy that you expected them to pick. Even if they pick.
No, not even expected it. That somebody else said that they should have took.
Sure, yeah. Right. Whoever the guy is that you've decided is the draft expert that you trust didn't say that that's who they were going to take at 15 or whatever. Or maybe you have a little bit more of an evolved thought than that and you wanted them to take this guy and he was available and he didn't. Or maybe you root for a certain college football team and you want them to take some people from there, and they didn't. Whatever. Like, there's going to be a lot of different reasons to be mad. But I think that they can make more people happy tonight than they normally do just by taking the right position.
What?
Again, we don't know. Like, we don't know. Even if they take, I don't know, Mykael Williams or whoever. Like, whoever the guy you think is has got the best chance. He might not be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the reality of it. Like, they can make you happy based on position, name, you know, recognize, maybe a school, whatever. Like, whatever the boxes are that you're trying to check as a fan tonight, they could check those boxes. Then the guy might not be good. You know what I mean? Like,
that's just the
sad reality of professional sports. But I think that, like, last year they did the thing that was the least expected thing possible.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And clearly, by doing so, made the most amount of people mad. Like, I don't think that... Maybe I'm wrong about this, but in the drafts I've been covering of the Atlanta Falcons, there's never been a more passionate response to a draft pick than there was last year.
Yes.
Everyone was shocked.
Rightfully so.
Right?
Rightfully so. Yeah.
And rightfully so. Now, again, we sit here now 365 days later thanking the heavens that they did that, because had they not, we'd be in a very different situation right now without a, you know, the franchise or whatever you think is going to be the franchise quarterback next year in Penix. Again, there's no guarantee on anything that happens tonight going forward. Draft grades are dumb. You don't know what these guys are going to be. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for the sake of Falcons fans and their sanity. Mm-hmm. Look, we've dealt with it.
Yes.
Falcons fans have been through it. There's nothing. They can't break you.
No.
If you're still tuning in tonight, with your red and black on, there's nothing that they can do that they haven't done already to try to test your mettle.
Yes.
All right? You're strong. You're here. You're strong. But I think that they can do something that'll make people a little bit more understanding than they normally do.
Well, I think,
and that's take an edge rusher.
But the crazy thing, and I love your point about this. Maybe last month you were like, don't let Mykael Williams be there. Don't let him be there, and all the other edge rushers are gone.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't let him be there.
I just for yes.
Yeah.
Again, for the sake of the sanity of the Falcons fan that also is a Georgia fan.
Yeah.
I hope they either take one of those two guys if they're there, which would be great. Like if Mykael Williams is a Falcon tomorrow at this time, that'll be really exciting.
Right.
And we'll have a lot to talk about. We know him better than some of the other guys, so you'll be more familiar and maybe we'll talk to him and all that kind of stuff. That's my number one scenario is if one of those two guys is there, they take him.
Mm-hmm.
My number two scenario is whatever the teams are in front of you, two of the 14 teams take those guys.
Right.
So you don't have to go through that.
Right. Well, I think, you know, and when you look at...
Because boy, would that be frustrating.
Yeah, it'll be funny and everything like that. And we, I mean, I'm obviously going to focus on the first round and everything because we'll be on the air tomorrow after this and we can go through some second round options and everything like that. And then we can circle back because, you know, just like, again, just sitting back last night, Buck, and all this past week is usually when I start diving more into the prospects and everything like that. And, you know, listening to people that we listen to, you know, as far as who we respect more of what they talk about and then, not taking anything away from anybody else, but then you like go back to the offensive tackle thing, and we keep saying the thing about the tackles is if you're going to do that, Caleb McGarry can't go. He can't be here. He can't be in your roster, whatever, whatever. And so I was listening to DJ, Darren Jeremiah, and he said, because like, well, maybe you can get one, I'm thinking, maybe you can get one another round. He said all of the non-first-round tackles, he said, ill. Or nasty.
Okay.
Meaning it ain't a real deep class outside right. of the top guys.
If you want a tackle in this draft that's going to play, you need to get him in the first round.
Yes, that's basically what he's saying. And then you go back to looking at all the guys at that position, and you're like, okay. And that, then I go back and look at what Caleb is. Caleb McGarry, base salary, $14.5 million, $16.5 million, $2 million in debt. Is that something that you entertain if you're going to do that? Do you try to move him? You're not going to get nothing for him.
You're not going to get much for him.
Yes.
And there's no guarantee that the guy that you draft is going to be better than, right? Like when you're on this hot seat that these guys are on,
right.
when I'm ranking need, that doesn't
it rank, is not one.
It doesn't rank. It's something I got to think about eventually.
Right.
You know, and I know they just extended Jake Matthews.
Jake ain't going no damn where.
He's not.
Yeah, Jake ain't going no damn.
He's going to be the left tackle forever.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Every time you think, I don't know, maybe they're going to try to think of extend him, and he's fine. Like he's been a really solid left tackle. He's obviously an Iron Man. He doesn't miss time, and that's great. But you know, and you're looking at this roster and these. That would be a luxury to me.
I agree.
Like upgrading Caleb McGarry right now, based on the stuff that you need, would be a luxury. So again, that's not saying they won't do it.
No.
Now, I'm not going to be shocked if tonight you hear. Tackle from Ohio State.
That's why I got down there for him too.
Yeah, because he's the guy that more than likely would be available.
Well, Kevin Banks tackle out of Texas,
right?
The one they did have a private workout with.
They did.
Yeah,
they did. He was thought to be ill. Mike Hill got his hands on him a couple times.
Yeah, like how you said.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, I know, but I like how you said.
I remember the first time they played, they were like, I don't know, what are they going to do against his top 10 tackle?
You
the next
that?
Time they played, he was like, he's a first-round tackle.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, he did that. They did work on.
Hey,
they did work on the whole damn line.
Yeah, well, Michael Williams is a first round draft pick too.
Yeah.
So you know, sometimes you face off against really talented guys and you have a bad day.
Sometimes you get your ass just handed
sometimes
to you.
Sometimes you get beat. Sometimes you get on the wrong
ass,
end of it.
Your ass handed to you.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's not going to happen tonight. It wouldn't shock me if they went offensive tackle. I don't want them to.
No.
I want them to take an edge rusher.
Yes.
If one of those two Georgia guys is there, I want them to take one of those two Georgia guys. If they're not. I like Mike Green. We've spent a lot of time talking about him. Greg Cosell raved about him when we talked about him last week. You know, all those options sound really good to me, which to me means they were not going to take any.
You know what I mean?
Means they're going to take Colston Loveland.
We're one segment in, all right? Let's not get the people upset already.
There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But they know we don't have any bearing on it.
I hope they do.
We'll all be here together tomorrow.
We'll be here.
We've been through so much together.
Yeah, we have. We've come in this, on this.
I wish I could say ups and downs.
On the microphone.
But only downs.
Six Fridays. Six Fridays after the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this will be the seventh.
The seventh? Yeah, okay.
This will be our seventh Friday after the draft.
I'm trying to think which one we were like, oh.
The only time people were happy was AJ Terrell.
Okay. Atlanta kid.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Corner, and they didn't trade up to go get C.J. Henderson, who everybody told me can't miss.
That's also the only time I ever blocked somebody.
He's on his fourth team, right?
I had to block that guy on Twitter.
You blocked the preacher.
I blocked a preacher.
Yeah.
And then I unblocked him. Yeah. So now there's zero blocks.
Good for you.
Don't get blocked tomorrow. I got to go to break. We're going to try to get this microphone fixed. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.